Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us begin that time in silence as we bring our hearts before God. Dear Lord, we find ourselves before your throne in this time of prayer. And Father, prayer isn't a small thing we do, and it shouldn't be an afterthought of what we should have done. But Father, we should begin with you in everything, large and small. Father, we just bring our hearts before you today. Father, nothing can be hidden. All things are known by you. We might hide them from one another. We might keep them tucked away behind a closed door. But Father, you see all things deep within our hearts. Not the outward appearance, but the inward person. And Father, as you look there this morning, you find many things. But you find a person that you love. And Father, we'd pray that we love you. Father, you may see sin there, but we'd ask forgiveness. Father, you may find trouble and worry there, and we would seek comfort and grace. Father, you may see uncertainty there. May we find steadfastness in you. Father, you may see indecision and uncertainty there. But may we seek direction in you. Father, you may see us struggling with temptations and different forms of peer pressure, whether it's on the job, in school, wherever it may be, Father, and just help us to be an example of you to the people around us. Father, sometimes when we can say no to a temptation, that encourages others to say no as well. And Father, when there is one among us who is grieving and sad, give us the strength to gather around them in your grace and mercy to lift them up. Father, when we are part of the church, let us be part of the church, the part of the lives and the people around us, part of our community to reach out, touch, help, and share. Father, as we as a church move forward into this new year with new structure and new organization, placing an emphasis on community and care and outreach, in being the church alive, give us your strength to do that, wisdom to discern your call for that, grace for the journey, patience and wisdom. Father, part of that is ministering within our own midst and praying for one another without ceasing. And all the needs that we've lifted up and all the needs that are just there burdening upon our hearts, Father, we lift them up today. For those from our midst who are traveling, Father, who are dealing with things that has called them away, Father, be with them. Let them know that though they aren't here in body, they're still with us in spirit. And Father, for those who struggle with what to do, how to be, to answer the call, let them hear from you loud and clear. And Father, we pray for our church, but not only ours, but every church who worships Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who calls upon the name of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the proclamation of the good news into the world that needs it so much today. But not just by word, but by deed and action. Father, we pray for the leadership of our nation again still during this time of transition, that we would put away partisanisms. Father, that you would help us put away all the isms to serve you first. And in that, serving one another. Father, now for those who are in nursing homes or shut-ins in their own homes, we lift them before you today. And Father, we pray all of this in the name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, our Christ. Amen.
Just